Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Encourage each other and uplift each other to get to a better place in life. Otherwise, we're literally just going to bullshit each other. Talk solutions. We have to talk about what we can do now. We can talk about what choices we have. But a lot of people find themselves going backwards and backwards into explaining why life sucks or explaining why they're in their situation. But if you're talking about shitty things while you're in a shitty situation, what does that do? You can do something on your phone, on your computer. You have to figure out what you're good at, which you are good at something. Everyone is good at something. It's just changing the mindset of what can I do that's better than this? What does your resume look like? Don't hold back. Really showcase your skills here. Actually be proud of your success. And so I started organizing all the work that I've done. Just be ready to adapt. Be open to change.
Exactly.
A lot of people are backed up because they made really poor decisions. They got into relationships. They bought a bunch of things to impress people, like a really fancy sofa that didn't have to be in their living room. They could have just not had a sofa. Like, people have spent like $5,000 on sofas. What are you doing? You don't need the sofa. Too much clutter fucks with my head. I don't want to think about too many things. I don't want to carry things subconsciously. Even having excessive amount of clothing. Like, people just have so many things they don't use or care for. They just keep it with this, like, just-in-case mentality. If you haven't used an item in 6 months, you have to really ask yourself, what are you doing?
Very true.
And so the art of letting go and the art of moving forward. And to do those two things easily, you have to have a situation where you are confident. People don't let go of things because they're not confident. If you're confident, then you're not worried about letting go of a t-shirt. What are they holding on to that's fucking their life up? That's really an important question, is what is this person holding on to that's fucking their life up? I sure did go to work, though. I worked two jobs. I worked a lot. I invested hours and hours, and not just hours, but energy. Tons of energy. Emotional energy, spiritual energy, physical energy. I worked hard. Which sounds great. Working hard, putting in effort. Working. It sounds great. It wasn't. I ended up giving everything I had left to work that didn't care about me, that didn't benefit me. Have I learned a lot? Of course I have. That's why I'm making this episode. Hindsight, though, it was a waste of time. It was stupid. It resulted in half a year gone, wasted. I wasn't attentive of my spending habits. I wasn't aware of how I was living. I wasn't self-aware. I wasn't working on myself. I wasn't journaling. I wasn't meditating. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't doing all of these things. I was working really hard on these jobs. But I wasn't working on myself. I wasn't reflecting on myself. I wasn't giving myself time. I wasn't giving myself energy. I wasn't even having respect for myself. No one has much planned for you. People get you in subtle ways. They attack you in subtle ways. They call you throughout the day. They message you throughout the day. They say degrading things to you. They don't make you feel encouraged. They don't support your dreams. They don't say kind things to you. We get blinded by the simple charm. We get blinded by what we want it to be. We get blinded because we don't want to accept that people can be so terrible. What I should have done was work on myself. I should have said no to working so hard for everyone else, for everyone else's plan, for everyone else's dream. I understand the importance of working on yourself, saying no to everything other than yourself. I just look at how much people can take advantage of others. It's devastating when you look at the reality of a situation. And I should have journaled more. Wrote down goals and meditate and breathe and reflect and think about what I want for my life. The energy that I carried was so awful that I wasted money, time, and my life. The negative energy that I carried and allowed into my life destroyed every aspect of it. Having one bad apple can destroy a village. I need to take life seriously. I need to take my goals seriously. I need to take my feelings seriously. What have I allowed to happen in my life? What was my standard? What was my ambition? I'm doing better than I ever have because I took time for myself. I made spreadsheets of my life, wrote down details of my goals. I wrote in my journal the conversations I have with people. Who are they? Are they good for me? My schedule, is it something that I enjoy? Is it something that motivates me? Self-development. Sometimes we try so hard to achieve something when really we just wanted to be happy with who we are. That item makes you happy? Are you not already happy? When we question our happiness, we may actually just be lacking an understanding of something. Sometimes that missing feeling is something that just needs to be understood. The truth can be very hurtful and difficult, but that is why we need to be strong within ourselves to accept the truth, even if it's painful. There is liberation in accepting. I had to restart. Like completely, I had to completely rethink everything about my own family and the situation that I was in. It is like when your heroes were actually behind the scenes villains. Sometimes we don't really grieve when we're hit with something like reality, because the whole time it was like that. It was like that the whole time. But why do I feel so tense and worried around this person? Why do I have my guard up? I think we instinctively don't want to believe certain things because it's very brutal. It's completely devastating and disturbing. But it's also liberating. I decided to stay up all night in this gym. I'm in my apartment complex gym right now, and it's literally 1 a.m. And I told myself, I am staying in this gym and recording and creating content. I don't want to waste any more time. Just simple words of encouragement go so far. Like, people don't even realize that it's the little things. It's the little things that make a huge difference. And we have completely gone Hallmark. A lot of people just are so fixated on excuses and reasons why things can't happen, and it just makes it so much easier to just not even try, to not even put in effort, to not even bother, yet put in so much energy to hurt somebody. And that's the thing that really upsets me, is like, okay, fine, you don't have to praise, but why degrade? When you reflect on the situations, you start recognizing how simple sometimes the answer really is. Why do you have these problems? Is it just random? Or is it maybe because your best friend isn't really your best friend? Or maybe it's because your mom and dad aren't really there for you? If you can't even accept that there is something that needs to be done, that needs to happen, then how can you even plan a future? How can you even move forward from anything if you can't just come to terms with something that is preventing you from living? You see people, you think about their situation, like, are they really surrounded by love? Usually the answer is no. It's weird. It's like humans have this weird crabs in a bucket complex where they see somebody trying to succeed and they just pull them down, and they have the audacity to disregard their efforts. Some of the things that people do to each other is horrible, okay? Like, it doesn't have to be some horrific act of violence to instill so much self-hatred and negativity into somebody. Sometimes it can lead them to want to take their own life. When you think of lo-fi, you might think of like healing, which is true, but it's not just about the summer green nature lo-fi videos. It's also the difficult times. 6 to 8 hours. Think about how many days you've invested. 6 to 8 hours. You committed 6 to 8 hours. I'm not saying go off the rails here. What I am saying, be aware that you're willing to dedicate 6 to 8 hours to everything other than yourself. Really take a look at what you've done with your 6 to 8 hours. Binge watching a Netflix show. Binge watching movies. Working a job. Sleeping 6 to 8 hours. The time is the true value of your life. And yet, we invest our time in so many different activities that don't benefit us, that don't make us smarter, kinder, happier, better. I spent just 1 hour organizing my life, cleaning up my apartment, figuring out my next game plan. I've done all of this in just 1 hour. I've spent more time than that before, but just 1 hour can be life-changing if you want it to be. If you want it to be. 10 minutes of meditating can change your life if you allow it to happen. If you allow it to happen, it's really up to you. It's truly your decision. Your motivation is to just barely make it. If you're investing 6 to 8 hours into everything else other than yourself. Imagine if you spent a few hours every single day bettering yourself. How do you better yourself? Say nice things to yourself. Start writing, journaling to reflect on everything that's happening in your life. The people that you work with, that you talk to, are these good people? Are they inspiring people? Are they holding you back? Are they secretly hating you? How removing somebody who does not care about you from your life clears so much space in your head. Just because you took the time to have self-respect and question your life, question your situation, question your friendships, and you took action, removing one bad apple, taking time to listen to a lecture, taking some time to stretch, even if it's 3 minutes, even if it's just 3 minutes, not even five, just 3 minutes, to live intentionally. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. A quote from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Repetition, consistency. What are you doing every day? Do you really believe in what you're doing every single day? Your routine, how you carry yourself, how you live your life, how you simply just wake up. How do you really feel every day? How are you really living your life? And most importantly, how do you want to live your life? How do I want to live my life? A positive mindset will create opportunities. You will start to discover answers, potential breakthroughs, ways to improve. You find a new direction. You find possibility to upgrade, to level up, to always focus on leveling up. Always focus on leveling up. Don't worry about the next person. Focus on you. Focus on your lane. How can you level up? How can you level up? What can you do to get better? How can you level up? Even if it's just for 5 minutes, what are you going to do to improve some aspect of your life? Making the decision to just simply wake up early. That might be a little difficult for some people. At the same time, is it? To really think about what matters, what you really care about, what's really valuable. Like, what do you really need? I have one powerful and simple question for you. If you are not doing the right thing, then what are you doing? When you complain and talk about the problems, instead, start asking the right questions. How do I get to this point in my life? What steps do I need to do to get closer to this goal? How can I get to this place, to this destination? How do I acquire better skills? What do I need to do in the morning? What do I need to do every day? Ask the right questions. Something that has helped me tremendously. I've actually had this as my wallpaper on my phone and on my laptop, is this simple question of, what is the best thing that can happen? What do I need to do to get closer to my goal? What opportunities are out there? Start asking the right questions.
Like a new butterfly coming out of the cocoon.
Yeah.
It's a stripping
away. Are we in the cocoon right now?
It's a stripping away of the old. It feels lighter. You feel lighter.
Yeah.
Because you're not burdened by what is not truly you. So there you are.
Here we are. You know, this used to be my greatest fear.
Yeah.
Well, growing up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this was my greatest fear, and now I'm experiencing it.
And, me too.
And it's like...
What's the worst thing that could happen?
This is the worst thing that I genuinely...
Wow. This is the worst thing that could happen.
It is. It's right now, or as of recent, we have been experiencing the worst thing that could happen.
Why? Why are we free right now to express? Is it because we have nothing?
We
have nothing.
Right.
No, I mean, in a sense, right. We kind of don't have anything right now. We're kind
of
like
outside
fucked.
Outside of who we are. It's all
fuck.
Who we are. We only have who we are.
That's it. That's it.
We don't identify with anything when you have nothing. You cannot identify with anything.
And I realized something about explaining your life to people. Is that either it's not good because they are going through a lot of fucked up shit too. Or, no, it's not good. You have to find solutions. That's what I wasn't doing. Yes. I could be like, hey, I really need a friend right now, right? I just should have been like, I really would appreciate if I had somebody that could encourage me in this time right now. Instead, I was like, yo, this is what's wrong in my life. This, that, and this. Fucking A to Z. And then they're sitting there looking at me like, what the fuck? And I'm sitting there like, why did I say all that? Sometimes you don't even have to explain yourself. You just have to just figure out the solution.
Munchkin.
I had a munchkin. I was like, I'll have a munchkin. You know what? I'll have a donut hole. Why not?
What's the longest you fasted for?
Like a week, and then I ate a meal, and then a week.
Did you drink water?
Oh yeah. Dry. I'm not really a fan of dry fasting.
They say one day of dry fasting is 3 days to water fasting.
Yeah, but it's
so you dry fast for 3 days or 2 days even?
But it's not...
It's wild, dude.
But it's not like... It's
some say like, it's even easier, because when you drink water, you kind of get hungry. But also, it's probably better to drink water.
Yeah, well, if you...
Water
if
fasting.
If you're eating, you need to drink water. That's for sure. You can't, like, just... eat a bunch of food and then go straight into a dry fast. Has to like at least start with water.
Yeah, like just down a bunch of water before you start. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. The biggest thing for me has been a higher calling. No one talks about that. But, you know, maybe that's just me.
Are we just trusting or are we just hoping?
I don't really
connect. Is hoping trusting?
I don't really convey. Is hoping trusting?
Yeah.
Hoping is kind of... Hoping it's good versus trusting is good?
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing, right? It's like confidence hope.
Yeah, I was always skeptical of the hope thing. Because it's like, it's too self-important.
Like, yeah.
I hope that... You are well. Okay. So it's like, I hope.
Wait, I hope. Wait, is that selfish? That is selfish, isn't it? No, it's not. It's like wishing someone well, right?
What's like the...
What would be the correct thing to say?
I hope that you are well. That's kind of, it's like, I hope.
It means it doesn't even mean anything, does it?
Whereas, I trust you are well. It's a totally different life.
If someone said, but if I was like dying.
But it's all about.
If you were dying and someone was like, I trust you're going to be all right, would you like feel better?
Yeah, but.
I trust that you're going to get through this. Yeah, that would be powerful. If somebody said that to me and they're like, yo, I trust you're going to get through this, it hits different than I hope you're going to be all right. Yeah, you're right. If someone's like, oh, I hope you're going to be okay, it's like, well, yeah, I'm sure you do, but. But if someone's like, I trust you're going to be okay, that would definitely be a little bit better.
Yes, because trust...
But you know what I like better?
Trust is like very definitive, whereas hope is like, okay, how hopeful are you?
Yeah, sort of hopeful.
Trust can only be trust, and that's all it can be, right?
No, what if you sort of trust?
You can't sort of trust.
Wait, really? How not? Why not?
You must just
trust. Wait, you can't sort of trust something?
No. How can you sort of trust something?
Like, I sort of trust this journey.
Like, clearly...
There's a part of me that thinks it's gonna fucking all fall apart, yeah, but there's parts of me that think it's not.
Yeah, you must trust it that it's not. Because that's the...
That's why I'm not fucking my life up.
And then if it ever changes, suddenly you don't trust. At that very moment, you don't trust. But right now, you trust.
I trust the... Yeah, in a sick and weird and fucked up way, I do trust that, like, my journey's okay. Whenever I've done well in life, I always spread love. Even when I'm not doing well, I still try my best to spread love. But, like, it's not like nobody... Dude, nobody's really lazy. It's just they're sad and tired. We've been inspired to work shitty jobs. We've been inspired to work a lot of hours. We're inspired to work a lot in general. We're not really inspired to, like, love ourselves and, like, love life and love each other.
Right.
We're not. We're also being conditioned to be separated every day. Do yourself a favor and try to live a better life. At least put in an effort. Like I said before, 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes can be life-changing.